In the beginning, there was zero. And then God said, let there be one. Computers, internet, phones, text messages, our entire digital lives can be broken down into code. And code can be simplified into binary. And binary is nothing but a string of ones and zeros. At each moment, a choice. Yes or no. Everything we create, everything we do, everything we are comes down to that. It is so simple and so beautiful. That's where I was happiest, in my room at my computer, creating amazing things with the beautiful simplicity of code. Boy! The outside world intruded. I pretended not to notice. Boy! This time it was loud enough that there was no way I could pretend not to notice. I unplugged and turned around. A massive figure filled my bedroom doorway. He had to angle his shoulders and stoop his head just to fit through. He looked at me with watery, mismatched eyes that glared beneath patchy hair and a protruding brow. Black, uneven stitches zigzagged across mottled skin without any pattern or regularity. He lifted one massive stitch and scar-covered hand and pointed a thick finger at me. "Did you eat?" he asked in his rough, deep voice. Even after living in the States all these years, he still had a heavy accent, somewhere between German and French. "Yeah," I said. "What?" "I had some Pop-Tarts for dinner." "That was last night." "You haven't even had breakfast?" "Oh." He raised one bristling eyebrow. "So you didn't sleep, either?" "I guess I lost track of time."
"This is not good, boy. Not healthy."
"I'll take a nap this afternoon," I said. "Promise."
"No. Your mother has made you some lunch. You will eat it. And then you will take a break from your computer and do something else."
I sighed. He'd been doing this to me more and more lately. Like what?
"Why don't you..."
He lifted his palms up and smiled, like a brilliant idea just popped into his head.
"Help Karen in the box office."
"Really? The box office?"
"You used to love helping out in the box office."
"When I was 12.
"Boy, now."
Okay, I'm going." You didn't argue with my dad when he got that tone of voice. "I think I'm going to change my name," I said.
"Oh, yeah?"
Charon didn't bother to look up as his ancient hands worked quickly, stuffing tickets into envelopes. "I'm 17, I said, "and my mom finished upgrading all my kid parts to adult parts last year. So technically, boy isn't really an accurate name anymore."
"But your father isn't exactly the monster," Charon said. "And I love your mother dearly, but it's been a long time since anybody thought of her as a bride."
I swiveled back and forth in my chair, as much as the room would allow. Like most box offices, the space was small, with just enough room for two computer terminals, a filing cabinet, and us. I'm a big guy, but Charon was basically a skeleton with leathery skin, so it wasn't too cramped. Besides, when you've lived your entire life inside a Broadway theater, tight quarters don't bother you much.